Hey everyone, welcome to the Off the Rails show on the Earn 5-Star Podcast. I'm your host Joshua Voles, Site Manager Emperor, Supreme Warlord, and Defender of the Faith over at OneFootDown.com. And do you know how I know it's the college football offseason? Do you know? Because it's slow right now. And what happens during slow college football talk time? Notre Dame's name gets mentioned. And how do they mention Notre Dame's name? By using the word irrelevant. It's like clockwork. I mean, this is really part of the college football cycle, the calendar, right? Like you have, you know, early signing period, you have signing day, you have the start of spring practice, you have the spring games, you have the transfer portal, you have, you know, you got all these markers throughout the calendar year. And you can set, you know, there's a wide range of days, whenever they decide to drop it, when they're like, you know what, today's Notre Dame is a relevant day. Today's the day we do it. Today we're going to get engagement. Today we are going to get clicks. Today we are going to get people fired up over the most ridiculous, pointless, dumbest argument imaginable. And that fire got started this time around by Stephen A. Smith, who is someone who wouldn't be on my list of 300 people to talk about college football, that I would be interested in their viewpoint about college football. The app, I mean, 300 might even be more fair to Stephen A. Smith than needs to be. I mean, how far down the fucking rung do you have to go to believe or just like, you know, think that Stephen A. Smith has any insight into college football? There is none. What's funny is that I thought his rant about the NBA All-Star game the other day was actually quite good. And it was vintage Stephen A. Smith, hyperbole to the max. But he made a very, very good point on what's obvious to fucking everybody when you have a game that's almost 400 points in a basketball game. But you know what? I would take Stephen A. Smith's opinion and discourse on the NBA. I'm not going to do it on college football. I'm not going to give a shit about what Stephen A. Smith says about college football. I have commenters on the site that I value infinitely more than I do Stephen A. Smith. There are retired bloggers, whether they're Notre Dame or elsewhere, that I respect more about their opinion with college football than I do Stephen A. Smith. But the problem is that he has the loudest megaphone that there is. And once that megaphone gets picked up and put in the air, then there it goes. And the bigger problem for, I guess, for Notre Dame fans in a way, because people take it to heart, is that more than half the people that start talking about it are indeed what you want to call, I mean, they're fucking haters. There's no other way to say it. There's no credit given to Notre Dame for anything by these people. You know, like the Brandon Walkers of the world. I mean, and look, and I take a lot of what, like, speaking of Brandon Walker, take a lot of what he says to heart. Like, I enjoy his college football opinions, whether I agree with them or not. I know they're coming from a college football fan who enjoys the sport of college football, and I can deal with that. But he's also, I mean, this is an SEC guy that does not like Notre Dame. I don't give a shit what he says. Paul Feinbaum saying, I mean, it's just, come on. But going out and making, like Stephen A. Smith really, I mean, I don't know if he did or did not, but like, you really think he went out there and said something? Like, oh man, this is a fucking flex. The only flex that it has is to prove that college football fans are fickle, that Notre Dame fans are easily riled up, and that you can say anything anymore, regardless of what words mean. I don't know, like the definition of irrelevant. Irrelevant is fucking, I don't, it's such a terrible word to use for any college football team, really. I mean, irrelevant to what? It all matters. And Notre Dame's irrelevant because they keep their own money? That doesn't even make sense. It's two contradictory statements. They're so irrelevant that you get to talk about them in the offseason for no reason, and they call their own shots and make their own money. It's a play. It's a play designed to get views, to get clicks, to put yourself out there. And the fact that this time around, it's Stephen A. Smith, again, 1,000 people's opinion, I would take over Stephen A. Smith's college football takes. This is how it gets started. And it does. I mean, you could probably go on Twitter right now and just put Notre Dame as irrelevant, and it's fucking boosted today. Boosted. Now, this term wasn't even used for any college football team prior to the 2012 season. And then you'll have to forgive me and my ability to completely freeze brain. I can't remember the Sports Illustrated writer, long, long time Sports Illustrated writer, when he wrote the article, Notre Dame is irrelevant and should be relegated to the Ivy or whatever it was. And then Notre Dame went on a 12-0 tear and into the national championship game. That was actually even mentioned on Stephen A. Smith's little rant, I believe, with Ed. They stayed irrelevant because they got beat up. And what you don't say is that there's blowouts in all these playoff games and in a lot of the national championship games. We actually got a good playoff this year with good games. That's not normal. It's just a dumb name. People are still, for whatever reason, like infinitely, I don't know, butthurt's I don't even really like using that word, but maybe it's just the only correct word to use, butthurt, over Notre Dame not being in a conference. It's just it's hard to imagine why that would matter to someone who's a fan of a school within a conference. All the applicable information you need about what Notre Dame has to do is right there in front of you. But what's funny this year is that it's actually going to be, and this is my fear of the Notre Dame 2024 schedule, which is atrocious. There ain't any meat on that bone to change any of that. So this discourse that started in fucking February is going to be rolling all the way through, even a 12-0 Notre Dame, all the way through to the playoff. And again, the way that it's set up, if there's 12-0 Notre Dame and they'll be the 5 seed and they'll play probably the group of 5 champion. Even when they win that game, it is still going to go. I mean, this is not going to stop until they win a national championship. And then they'll figure out another way to talk about it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter if they believe it or not. This is just a way to get you all riled up. They want you to think they don't know what words mean. Speaking of the word irrelevant, it's actually pretty amazing how much that word has been used in books. Like, it was steady from like 1800 up until World War II. And then it went on, somehow the word took a huge, huge climb until its peak around 1999, and then started to dip down ever so slightly since then. Which actually surprised me, because the article in 2012 about Notre Dame being irrelevant was a massive story. That was the first time someone really a major sports writer started using that word about and attached it to Notre Dame. And that was a major rally call throughout the entire season. So saying Notre Dame is irrelevant is not the fucking flex that they think it is. I'm not sure what they're trying. They're not trying to do anything other than to get you to engage. There are many, many, many more non-Notre Dame fans than Notre Dame fans. And the easiest way to get them all agreeing is to say something like this. And now, so now you got them all agreeing and going, fuck yeah, I agree. Why should they? I'm a fan of motherfucking South Carolina. They're more relevant. And then you get all the Notre Dame fans who have spent 30 years on the internet defending Notre Dame even more riled up. It's nuts. I just wish we could just like mark the day. Like, you know what's coming during the offseason, and maybe that's what makes it so fun, is you don't know when it's going to happen. But this is an offseason marker for college football. Let's prove how irrelevant Notre Dame is by giving them their own special fucking day to talk about how irrelevant they are. It's the craziest thing to think about. And notice how I'm not on here like defending Notre Dame. I don't need to. I know my listenership, and it doesn't really matter. Like, there aren't a whole lot of Notre Dame haters listening to the show. So what argument am I going to make that you don't already believe in? And that's kind of the point. Like, this is like going on the internet and saying the earth is flat. Or even the opposite. The earth is round. You're going to get all... there you go. Going on there and saying, the earth is round. And you're going to get all these people that are like, no shit, the earth's a fucking globe. Rally together. And then you're going to get all the flat earthers going, no. Now, I know I just coupled Notre Dame and flat earthers in together. But come on. I mean, a subset is a subset. Notre Dame fans are a subset. It's just ridiculous. There's where they had, you had fucking college football playoff meetings today. They're talking about possibly expanding to 14. There's all sorts of things to talk about when it comes to college football right now. And yet what's chosen is the relevancy of Notre Dame again, which in itself just proves the point that they are. It's so ridiculous. And I want to say it's tiresome, but I mean, I think I'm just, every year I'm kind of waiting on it. I'm waiting on that rallying cry. And the one and only thing they can hang their hat on with that argument, the only thing, is that Notre Dame hasn't won a national championship since 1988. Never mind you, in 1993, Bobby Bowden getting the fucking nod because sports writers and coaches thought he was going to die without a national championship, and that hell would freeze over then, and that would be a sin. So they gave it to him regardless of what happened in South Bend. But that's your only point? That's it. They haven't won a national championship. When's the last time Penn State won a national championship? Is Penn State getting crucified? No. You know why? Because Penn State is falling in line. All these people claim to love America, and yet they hate the most American fucking thing that you can do in this sport. And that's to be your own fucking man. Talk about being patriots. You guys are fucking communists. You're fascists. The way that you got to have this shit in the fucking line. I know fascism and communism are detrimental things, but I mean, I can just scream out words too, right? If you can scream out Notre Dame's irrelevant, I can call you a fascist and a communist all in the fucking same sentence. Why not? But if you could say anything to anybody right now who is trying to argue with you that Notre Dame is irrelevant, just look them dead in the eye and say, that ain't the flex you think it is. You don't have to say anything more. Pick up a dictionary. Maybe that's what you could say. Look up the word. You don't have to defend anything else. Irrelevant? Please. Look at television numbers. Duh. These fucking people are ratings whores and you don't think they don't know that? It's fine. Let them have... This is the college football calendar. Welcome to it. We're in the offseason, dead set on it. There'll be a couple little blurbs. There'll be hits of message boards here for the next week or so. And then it'll go away. And then it'll pop up again during fall camp. Because Notre Dame is going to be ranked somewhere in the top 10 to start the season. ESPN, the employer of Stephen A. Smith, recently published rankings where Notre Dame was ranked number 5. Fucking God, how irrelevant can you be? Welcome to the college football offseason, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know, maybe we should start celebrating. This is maybe the best offseason marker that we have. Is the day that someone decides, you know what? Today's the day I'm going to say Notre Dame's irrelevant. I'm going to pretend that I have an original thought. And again, I cannot remember the Sports Illustrated writer's name for the life of me right now. Maybe I should have wrote that down before I started recording. I don't care. But at least when that article first came out, as ridiculous as it sounded, it had coherent thoughts attached to it. It had a reason for it. But ever since then, it has just been everyone's jumping on that boat. And that boat ain't fucking going anywhere. Just like Notre Dame is not going anywhere. It's going to be in your face, whether they win or lose. And that's the funny thing. Notre Dame is as relevant as ever, win or lose. I mean, it sucks for me. In a lot of ways, I want Notre Dame's schedule to get beefed up a little bit. The ACC deal is fucking trash. Always has been. Recent news coming out that there might be some allowance for Florida State to get the hell out of the ACC. If they do that, maybe someone else bolts. Maybe that conference starts falling apart and we can get out of that fucking deal. I don't know. I would love for that to happen. But if they do that, they are more than likely jumping to another conference because you got other sports other than football to deal with. But anyways, it's another conversation for another time. Like, be careful what you wish for. And I'm the guy that I'm telling that to. But at any rate, it doesn't matter. Today is the day. Today is the calendar day. Let's say Notre Dame's irrelevant and let's watch the internet burn down with Notre Dame between Notre Dame fans and college football fans that just want to shit on them. How irrelevant do you have to be told over and over again you're irrelevant to college football playoff appearances, a national championship game in the last 20 years? Or excuse me, 20 years. I'm making this, what the hell is it? Oh yeah, 10 years. last 10, 12 years. Come on. This is what's going to always be there until Notre Dame wins a national championship. No one said this about Georgia and their huge long streak between their national championship in 2020 to now, or, you know, before that. No one's saying this about Penn State right now. Because those fan bases aren't moving the dial. I think Penn State's good, former great independent that had to fall in line. But Notre Dame's the only one living the American dream. The only ones. They're doing whatever they want. And whether I agree with that or not makes no difference. My opinion about Notre Dame's schedule, about conference affiliation, about anything else. Whether I disagree with much of it, the one thing I can fully get on board on is the idea of being your own person, making your own way, being your own boss, calling your own shots. And the irony of people bitching about Notre Dame being greedy in the early 90s are the same people that are mocking Notre Dame for not joining a conference because they can make more money now. So what is? Are they greedy or not? I mean, what? Come on. You tell me. And all this is said because of Notre Dame's absolute relevance to the sport. People say, well, why don't they just keep them out? I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. They very easily could have not had Jack Swarbrick on this, you know, deciding committee along with conference commissioners. They gave Notre Dame that platform, and fans are pissed about it. But there's a reason why, like, basically business executives want Notre Dame involved is because of their relevance in terms of eyeballs and money. That's relevant. Always will be. What Notre Dame does on the field, it's a different story. How relevant are they to a national championship? They've been involved in a handful of those over the years. Did they win it? No. But to say they're not relevant, does Clemson go on a fucking tear? I mean, honest to God, Brennan and I talk about this on the Earn 5-Star podcast a lot. We have in the past. About the start of the Clemson streak, the Clemson, I don't want to say dynasty, but mini dynasty, was the BYOG game in 2015. One of the greatest college football games ever played, 2005, Notre Dame USC. These are losses. But to say that they weren't relevant to a national championship, are you fucking kidding me? And again, I don't like getting sucked into that. I'm going to make the argument for why Notre Dame is relevant. It's just a waste of time because it's not true. No one with a brain really thinks that that's true or even really cares. And the only reason it's mentioned is because of what's going on today. And it was kickstarted by someone who I could pick out 5,000 names that I would trust more about what they say about college football than Stephen A. Smith. It's not the flex you think it is. It's a wink in the mirror. That's what it is. So be easy. Be chill. Don't go running to the message boards, to Twitter. I mean, I'm way late on this today, which you'll find over the next few months. My online presence is going to be delayed by a few hours, but well into the night. But anyways, don't go nuts. Don't go nuts trying to defend Notre Dame's relevancy. No one cares. Anyone that's saying they aren't, they don't care about your arguments. They care about riling you up. They care about getting some flag waivers on their side. And again, it's the play. It's the clickbait play. No. That's it for me. we'll get back on track with the random 5 questions for the guys coming up this, I'll probably have one for you this weekend. And then back to the next Earn 5-Star podcast. I think a Q&A. In fact, I'm going to say that right now. And I'll get one put up on the site. We'll do a Q&A for our next Earn 5-Star podcast and see what we can drum up from all you guys. If you want to ask us about irrelevancy, go right ahead. But again, don't try to defend it online all day. Don't put off making love to your wife because you have to square up on an argument about irrelevancy with Notre Dame and college football. It doesn't matter. All right, That's it. Thanks for listening. And as always, go Irish.